From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is February 24th, 2026. Nearly 45,000 Nevadans could lose federally provided food assistance on March 1st for not meeting federal mandates to fulfill certain work requirements, according to a state press release. The work requirements will affect individuals aged 18 to 64 who are physically and mentally able to work and do not have a child under age 14 in the SNAP household. The requirements include working a minimum of 20 hours per week or participating in approved activities such as job readiness programs, volunteering, or job searching. The state says the One Big Beautiful Bill Act also establishes new guidelines that no longer exempt veterans, youth who have aged out of foster care, and individuals experiencing homelessness. The U.S. Supreme Court said Monday it will not take up a petition by the Las Vegas Sun, asking it to overturn a lower court ruling that its joint operating agreement with the Las Vegas Review-Journal is not valid. An appeals court panel ruled last year that the agreement was invalid because it was not signed by a U.S. Attorney General, as required by the Federal Newspaper Preservation Act. The lawsuit now heads back to the Ninth Circuit, which earlier said it should return to federal district court in Las Vegas. The Review Journal's lawyers contend this means the joint operating agreement will end, but the Sun's attorneys say they will continue to fight. The 20-year-old JOA requires the Review Journal to carry the Sun as a separate section in its daily print edition. Under the agreement, business, advertising, printing, and delivery are handled by the Review Journal, while newsroom operations remain separate. The concept originated in the pre-internet era as a way to provide communities with different news coverage and editorial perspectives. Some 30 such agreements once existed nationwide, but the Review Journal / Sun agreement is the only one remaining. The Clark County School District is inviting the public to share input on how it can become the quote destination district. Superintendent Joan Ebert says being the destination district means students, families, and employees choose CCSD because they believe in what is possible there. According to a press release, a community dream session is designed to bring the community together to brainstorm and share ideas on how to prepare every student for what the district calls a bright future. The session will be held at Foothill High School tonight, Tuesday, February 24th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's the last in a series of sessions held over the past few weeks. CCSD is the largest school district in Nevada and the fifth largest in the country. The district has recently been under scrutiny for placing hundreds of staff members on surplus status and making millions of dollars in budget cuts for the 2026-27 school year. Las Vegas-based nonprofit Opportunity Village is opening its fourth campus and second affordable housing complex at the end of this year, according to a press release. The Northwest Area Campus is projected to include shopping and gallery spaces, as well as the nonprofit's workforce and habilitation programs, benefiting people with intellectual disabilities. The adjacent housing complex, named Betty's Village North, will offer 90 one- and two-bedroom affordable housing units for up to 125 people of diverse abilities. The project, spanning nearly 18 acres near North Decatur Boulevard and the 215 Beltway, is expected to cost $59 million. Imagine an arts and culture hub where you could see a play one night, an opera concert the next, and then watch a movie at home that was filmed at said hub. Some creative developers in Las Vegas have plans for such a place. Third Street, announced last year, is a multi-venue, multidisciplinary campus already occupying the former downtown cinemas complex on, you guessed it, 3rd Street. The $7 million, 41,500-square-foot campus, currently in the middle of a funding campaign to execute its plans over the next 3 years, aims to be an arts HQ and economic diversifier for Las Vegas. Among those involved with the project is Teller, of Penn & Teller fame. Hear the full story by KNPR's Mike Pravat at knpr.org. Two members of the Vegas Golden Knights are returning from the Winter Olympics with gold medals. Jack Eichel and Noah Hanifin were part of the victorious U.S. men's hockey team, earning the program's first Olympic gold medal since 1980. Golden Knights players Mitch Marner, Mark Stone, and Shea Theodore competed for Team Canada and received silver medals. Head coach Bruce Cassidy also earned a silver as a member of Canada's coaching staff. The Golden Knights returned to practice Monday, although those traveling from Italy are expected back later this week. The team hosts the Los Angeles Kings on Wednesday evening. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.